Welcome to another dynamic word from Pastor Ron Hammonds, Senior Pastor of Golden Triangle Church on the Rock in Southeast Texas. We're so glad you're joining us. For more information about Golden Triangle Church on the Rock Ministries, visit our website, cotr.com. Enjoy the word.
Are you ready for the word? All right, open up your Bibles if you would. To John chapter 4, we have a verse we're going to read as we launch out into a topic that is a critical component of our current news cycle. And not just that, it is something that has been plaguing our world for at least 4,000 years, longer, I believe. And that is the topic of anti-Semitism. You know, I'm not someone that preaches the trends. I don't follow the news cycle, but this is more than a news cycle. And I want you to understand what is going on and the chants that you are hearing and the position that the church needs to take. I pray that those who have ears to hear would hear what the Spirit of God is saying to the church. And this is not my opinion. It's not my preference. I'm going to share with you today something that you probably do not know, have not been aware of, even though perhaps you have heard anti-Semitism and perhaps you've even been affected by it. And I'm well aware that this puts me in a category of people that some people may not like. But, you know, I don't know what else to do. I feel compelled to at least explain this and to let you know where God stands according to His Word and where the church should stand. We hold back evil forces. The church is here for a reason, not just to be a voice, but to be a shield, to be a protective force in the earth. Not only a prayer force and a spiritual force, but those who stand up, speak up, and are counted because we matter. We matter more than we realize. We matter in the workplace. We matter in social media. We matter. It may sound as though that others who might not feel like you feel have a louder voice or have a stronger support. But that is not the truth. The church is the strong voice of God in the earth. And it's important that we address anti-Semitism and understand its roots. Jesus said in the fourth chapter of John, he said, as he was speaking to the woman in Samaria, the woman at the well, he said, "You worship what you do not know." We know what we worship. And then he made this very strong statement that is supported throughout the Word of God. He said, "For salvation is of the Jews." That is a very strong statement that can be taken independent of every other thing that is said in this passage. He wanted her to know, and he meant it, that salvation is of the Jews. Anti-Semitism is hatred of the Jews. Hatred is a seed sown by the devil in order to destroy God's plan to save mankind from sin. God's plan to save this world from sin is what the devil hates. He hates God. And he hates God's plan. Anti-Semitism is the same spirit, by the way, as the spirit of the Antichrist. When you hear anti-Semitism, you should also include Antichrist. John wrote late in his life in 1 John chapter 4 and in verse 3 that the spirit of the Antichrist is now already at work in the world. It's at work. It's the spirit of the Antichrist. We're not waiting for the Antichrist spirit to come. There will be an Antichrist that the Antichrist spirit will embody. and will portray and will epitomize. But the spirit of the Antichrist is already at work in the world today and has been, according to the Apostle John, for some 2,000 years. You see, love is born of God, and love is the motivation that God uses to lead His children, to impact and inspire His children. Hate is born of the devil. And hatred is that motivation that the devil uses to lead his children, to impact and inspire and influence his will in the earth. Love is what God uses to influence and inspire his will. Hate is what the devil uses. Love is filled with compassion. Love is filled with forgiveness, joy, peace, life. Hatred is filled with anger. Hatred is filled with excuses and reasons and justifications. Hatred is filled with violence. Hatred is filled with pride. Hatred is filled with death. God is love. Satan is fear. Everyone's hatred is rooted in fear. It's plain and simple. The perfect love of God will cast out fear. The hate of the devil will embrace fear, will feed fear, will promote fear, will try to grow fear in the lives of men and women. While perfect love of God casts out fear, the imperfect hatred of Satan will feed fear. Fear will make you hate. You will begin to hate those things that make you afraid. You will begin to hate. If darkness makes you afraid, you will begin to hate the darkness. If sleep makes you afraid, you will begin to hate the nighttime and hate the time that you feel like you're falling asleep. Whatever you fear, you will begin to hate. And whatever you hate, you will want to destroy. You will want to kill. You will want to murder. The devil hates Jews. The devil hates Jesus because he fears them. It's plain and simple. When hatred is attached to a people group, anyone associated with a group, or anyone who tries to protect or defend that group becomes the enemy. When hatred is attached to a people group, anyone in that people group, anyone trying to protect or defend that people group, becomes the enemy. Hate hungers to kill. It seeks the precious life, and hate cannot be satisfied. Love multiplies peace. Hate spreads violence. Love is like a peaceful, sweet fruit. It's called a fruit in the Bible. While hatred is like a violent, raging fire. It's consuming. It's destructive. It destroys everything in its path while it is consuming those who hate. Antisemitism is hate. And we see it all throughout history in both the biblical and the secular historical accounts. One of the most well-known biblical accounts of hate, which was motivated by fear, was that of the Jews when they lived among the Egyptians for over 400 years. You know the story. The first few chapters of the book of the Exodus reveals how the Egyptians feared the Israelites. The Bible says they were an abomination to the Egyptians. The Egyptians hated the Jews. They despised the Jews. And this hatred motivated Pharaoh and the Egyptians to try to control and contain by enslavement, and tried to torture them. And ultimately, they attempted to exterminate the Jews. This was not the first time, nor would it be the last time.
It was a work of the devil, because the devil was afraid of what God was going to do through the Jews. The devil was afraid that salvation is from the Jews. He knew it. He knew there was a deliverer coming. And the only way to control this and stop this is to exterminate them. When he could not do this, when this would not work, the Egyptians ended up expelling the Jews from their country, from their land, pushing them out. And then, not satisfied with their expulsion, they chased them and hunted them and tried their best to wipe them off the face of the earth. But God would not allow it. What would have happened if the Egyptians had have been allowed to exterminate the Jews? What if no Jew ever went forth from that Egyptian attempt? The plan of God would have been destroyed. The devil knew it. He knew he could stop God by stopping the Jews. Again, this is nothing new. It's exactly what we see the devil trying to do today with demonically inspired anti-Semitic rhetoric and pursuits. Satan today is filled with fear and hate and murder, and it is manifesting in the children of the devil. Let me be plain. Let me be as plain as Jesus was. This is not my message. You can read it for yourself. You can read it in history. The names of those who today are attempting to destroy, exterminate the Jews, their names, the names of the children of the devil today are known by Hamas and Hezbollah, by Persia, by Gog, by Magog, to name a few. And we have some more coming up in our future. And we hear their chants of rage every day. They are televised, they are promoted, and they are protected by the devil and his children. Again, this is nothing new, but it is getting worse. In Acts chapter 18, the Bible records the expulsion of the Jews from Rome. The Roman Empire was so afraid of the Jews, they began to hate them, and they drove them from Rome. Read about it in Acts 18 and verse 2. The emperor named Claudius expelled all the Jews from Rome. Doesn't that seem interesting? It was about the year AD 51. But this was not the last time. In fact, let me give you a snapshot of just one century. Let me give you a snapshot of just one single 100-year period in our mid-world history. From about the year 1290 to about the year 1394, it seems like that would have been a calm time in the world. But do you know, in the year 1290, Jews were expelled from Britain? Yeah, you probably didn't know that. You know, British, do you know that? Do you know in 1306, Jews were expelled from France? Yeah, if you're a Jew, you can no longer live in France. We'll drive you out. Why? Because we fear you and we hate you and we want to exterminate you and get you out of our world. How about the year 1348 when Jews were expelled from Switzerland? How about in 1394 when Jews were expelled from Germany? You know, one snapshot of just one century, and I have not covered everything here. Read it in your history books. That's just one random snapshot. You know, if that was not enough, you know, to reveal that there is a sinister plan that is more far-reaching and more, a greater strategy, greater, something is behind this. Greater than just a personal preference of a religion or a race. This is not your common, everyday, ordinary prejudice, bigotry. This is a sinister plan by a mastermind spirit through century after century, perpetrated by influence upon a people, doing their best to make people hate Jews, be afraid of Jews, exterminate Jews, destroy Jews off the face of the earth. out of our universities, off of our campuses, out of our countries. It doesn't take much to see that this is more than just a preference of race or religion in some isolated incident. During the Russian Revolution, 1918 to 1920, do you know that 250,000 Jews were exterminated? Yeah, we don't read much about that. They were killed. They were Ukrainian Jews. Another 300,000 Jewish children were orphaned. And another 500,000 Jews were driven out of the land and away from their homes, out of Ukraine. Why? Because the Russians hated them, feared them, hated them, and wanted to destroy them off the face of the earth and destroy their influence. Why? Because they believe in Almighty God. Because wherever they go, they take their God. They take Jehovah Almighty with them. They worship a living creator, a monotheistic culture worshiping an almighty creator that has said he will bring salvation through the Jews. Fast forward 20 years to 1938, 1940, 1941, a man named Hitler was able, a child of the devil, filled with the spirit of the Antichrist, filled with the hatred of anti-Semitism, filled with this influence of the devil, his father, brought about the death. He was able to convince a country. He was able to convince his political party, and with their support, marched forward throughout Europe, killing 6 million Jews, and he had had his way, he would have destroyed every lasting one of them. Why? Because they're Jews. What? Because the devil fears the Word of God and what God has said. Do you know that the greatest revival known to mankind will be just in my doctrine after the rapture, when God calls, as he has prepared those 12,000 Jews from each tribe, 144,000 Jews, to lead the greatest revival the world has ever seen, and to say salvation, even in the midst of judgment, salvation is of the Lord. God has a plan. The devil fears the plan of God and wants to destroy the story that God has already told. Fast forward through the 1950s, 1960s, 1970s, 1980s, 1990s, the First Intifada, the Second Intifada, even up until today, October the 7th. 2023, we saw a child of the devil, influenced by fear and hatred, launched out of Gaza against an unsuspecting people who were helping and reaching out and providing humanitarian support, and slaughtered and murdered and raped and killed and beheaded. What is wrong with this picture? And today the world, here's the chants of the children of Satan crying out, "We are Hamas!" Pledged to bring October 7th, should we get a chance, we will do it again and again and again. Now somebody make the Jews, somebody tell Israel to stop attacking us so that we can regroup, because we are committed to the extermination of the Jews. What lunacy is this? This is not a political ideology that we need to get on one side or another. This is of biblical proportions. Something greater than vote pandering or politically driven polls should push the buttons on this one. our conviction of who we are and the Word of God and the fact that salvation is, not was, is of the Jews. Jesus was simple about that. Public demands are being made today for disinheriting the Jews and exterminating those living in Israel. There are personal threats of harm being and they're being carried out on the campuses of American universities. What is wrong with this picture? Part of it is the church is not standing up and demanding an account. Greater is he that is in us than he that's in the world. This is not an American dream free speech issue. Why does the devil hate the Jews so much? Because he fears their God. Psalm 68:20 says this, "Our God is a God of salvation, and to God the Lord belongs escapes from death." Do you know how many times God has provided escapes from death? For Moses, for Jesus, you know, when the children in Bethlehem, he provided an escape because the devil would have killed him by killing the Jewish children in Bethlehem. How many times has he provided escape from death for you? Do you know today, on our campuses in America, in the businesses, and in all around the world, no doubt there are people that God has his hand on preserving them. He's helping them to escape from death so that they might bring hope to a world that's not even born yet. God has a plan. The devil hates that plan. He fears God. He fears Jesus. He fears the Jews. I'm not so sure he's so afraid of the church. We have churches all over the place on this one. We have people claiming to be Christian, but let's just make sure that we don't step on the freedom of speech issue. I have a word for that, but I can't say it here. Satan knows the God of the Jews is the God of salvation. Let me read what Jesus said, okay? Jesus spoke very clearly about the devil and his children. In John 15, New King James Version, verse 17, we read, and please read the whole passage. Read the whole book of John. This is what Jesus said. "These things I command you, that you love one another," okay? These things, that you love one another. Hey, that should be enough. Right there. But look what he says. If the world hates you, he immediately gets into the subject of hate. If the world hates you, you know that it hated me before it hated you. Look at verse 23. He who hates me hates my Father also. Verse 25. But this happened that the word might be fulfilled, which was written in their law, they hated me without a cause. Look in John 8. Verse 42, Jesus said to them, "If God were your Father, you would love me. But," now listen, "if God was your Father, you would love me." I'm going to ask you to love one another. I'm commanding you to love one another because hate is of the devil. And if you, but if somebody hates you, realize they hated me first. It's not, don't take it personal. But also, they don't just hate me. If they hate me, it's because they hated my Father. Okay, and some things just happen, but listen, they are hating me and my Father and you without any reason. It's an empty reason. What is it? Well, it's because if God was their Father, they would love me, and they would love God, and they would love you. But verse 44, he's speaking to people who were of that spirit of the Antichrist. And he said, "You are of your father, the devil, and the desires of your father you want to do. He was a murderer from the beginning and does not stand in the truth because there is no truth in him. When he speaks a lie, he speaks of his own resources,
for he is a liar and the father of it. You are of your father, the devil. He was a murderer, and that's why you want to murder others. If you are of a murderous spirit, you are of the spirit of the Antichrist, the spirit of Satan. If your fear is hatred, and your hatred is murderous, look at yourself. Whose child are you? Where did you get that? You see, the devil hates everyone and everything, but especially he hates what God loves. And God loves Jesus. He loves Israel. And he loves the Jews. Listen, church, antisemitism is not a new thing, but it is crazy. It is absolutely crazy to hate and discriminate, to expel and exterminate any ethnos, any people group, culture, customs. It is crazy. It's ungodly. It's demonic. And those who call for genocide should be stopped in their tracks, held accountable, and brought to justice long before they spread their fear and long before they hit their personal 6 million mark. We had a chance to stop Hitler, and we didn't. People who promote the destruction of Israel hate God. I challenge you as I close. I challenge you to stand up, speak up, and defend Jesus and the Jews from this current wave of the spirit of antisemitism, from this spirit of the Antichrist. It's manifesting in such hatred and vitriolic demands. It makes no sense to the child of God. We need to say so. We need to make sure that our voice is heard. People who promote the destruction of Israel, they hate God. It's your turn. It's your time. You are the only one standing at this point of history. You're not back in 1290. There's nothing you could say about that. You're not back in Egypt, 1500 B.C. You're not back in Bethlehem, in 4 or 5 B.C., You're not in 1948, whatever that was. Yeah, the establishment of Israel. You're not in 1938. You're not in 1918. But you are right here, 2024. And there's a problem. And it belongs to our generation. If we don't do something about it, no one will. You have a God-given responsibility to weigh in on your support for Israel and your support for them defending themselves. Think about what will happen if they don't. What is the pledge if they do not? Let your voice be heard. Protest in peace, but let your voice be heard. Let your prayers be heard. Let them feel your support. I pray for your strength, because if you do stand up, speak up, you're going to need it. You won't be popular. Let's pray. Father, thank you for preserving escapes from death so that salvation could be offered to us through your chosen vessels, Lord. And God, each one of us stand here today, Lord,
We are here because you preserved our ancestors from death. For if even one of our ancestors would have died prematurely, even one all the way back to Adam, we would not be here. This is a privilege. You have placed us here on purpose. We are by design, not by some unfolding, non-design. God, thank you. Thank you for salvation, Lord. Thank you for Jesus. Thank you today that people will invite you into their heart, into their life, into their marriage, into their finances, into their situation. Thank you today, Lord, that people will embrace trust in you and pick up their cross, deny themselves, and follow you. Thank you, Jesus, for paying the price, saving our soul. And now, inspire us, empower us as children of the light, that with joy and with peace, we would go forth speaking the truth in love, protecting, defending, supporting your choice. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Thanks again for joining us for another dynamic message from Pastor Ron Hammonds. Visit cotr.com and subscribe to our social media platforms to stay up to date. As well, receive more encouraging messages from our pastor and details of the work we're doing both in our community and communities like ours around the world. Today and every day, God bless.